Welcome, everybody, to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us this week. Don't forget to follow us on Super Humanistic on everything, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. goals@superhumanistic.com is the email address if you want to drop us a line. And just a little bit of recap of last week, we talked about wine. So if you want to hear about wine, the different types of wine that provide you with health benefits, what those health benefits are, and most importantly, the amount of wine that you should be drinking to get those health benefits, check out last week's episode. This week, we're going to switch it up away from food and get back into working out with weightlifting, which is one of my favorite things to do. So let's go ahead and jump into, I believe, the different types of weightlifting that is out there.
Yeah, so really to start, my husband, David, Jessica, by the way, we always kind of forget to introduce ourselves on our episodes. So I'm trying to remember that. Yeah. my husband actually got me more into weightlifting when we first met. I did go to the gym and I did do some weightlifting, but not to the intensity that I'm doing now. Definitely increased as we continue to go to the gym, at least for myself. And I've actually seen him increase too. So it is a slow process with weightlifting. Don't think that what we're saying is to go to the gym and go all out and be like, yeah, I got this.
House of Games.
Yeah, slow progress. Form is going to be the most important thing with weightlifting, making sure that you have proper form. Previous episode, go back and watch. We talked about posture. Posture is huge. Very important when you're doing weightlifting and really any sort of exercise, keeping your posture so that you're making sure when you're lifting, you're getting those muscles that you are intending to actually work out. So what is considered weightlifting? Weightlifting is actually any physical movement that you are using, whether it be your body weight, or some sort of equipment like dumbbells, resistance bands, in order to build muscle mass, strength, and endurance. So weightlifting is building your muscles, the endurance of your muscles, and the strength of your muscles using body weight, dumbbells, or resistance bands. The different types of weightlifting, there is muscular hypertrophy, AKA the muscle building. So you're moderately to heavy weights when you're doing this sort of weightlifting. And it is to increase that muscle growth. So you're going to see muscles start to develop with this sort of weightlifting, the muscular hypertrophy. Yeah, that one. Muscular endurance is another type of weightlifting. That's what it is in the name itself, right? Endurance, you're keeping or sustaining that exercise for a period of time. So typically you're going to do like a lower weight with higher reps for the muscular endurance. You won't see as much of a gain doing this sort of weightlifting, but you will see it more toned body. You'll start to see like your arms getting more toned, or whichever area muscles you're working on do get toned still.
Trying to get cut and ripped.
Exactly. That's what it is. You're not like trying to be the largest muscles in the gym. You're just, you know, keeping that muscle to where it's at, keeping it strong and healthy in general with muscular endurance. So again, higher reps, but lower weight for the muscular endurance. I typically actually start out with like a lower weight and will do like 16 reps and then increase my weight throughout my workout. And I know you kind of do the same thing when you're lifting weights, right?
In terms of reps?
Yeah.
I typically go for about 12 reps, which is kind of that good middle ground there from doing the light training to get really cut and lean and going heavy, which is going to give you more of your strength. So try to aim for about roughly 12 reps and try to keep it in there.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Circuit training is another form of weightlifting. So with circuit training, you're going through various exercises with little or no rest, right? So with the other two that I just mentioned, you take rests as needed. With the circuit training, it's more of like that HIIT sort of workout, HIIT workout, where you are constantly going, you're working multiple muscles within that workout, going through those different circuits of a workout with no rest, right? So it's like boom, 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 real fast, maybe 5 second rest, but very little. You want to keep working your muscles and keep up your heart rate with circuit training. Another one is called maximum muscular strength. So this is the opposite of your muscular endurance. With the maximum muscular strength, those are doing lower reps, but then you have that higher weight. I think this is in general what we do towards the end of our workout. So like we'd start with the muscular endurance, doing more of the higher reps with lower weights. But then by the end of that one workout, so say it's bicep curls, we're switching to that maximum muscular strength. We want to get the most out of our bicep curls. So maybe then we go to a higher weight level. But then our reps are going to be lower because, well, one, I can't lift that much. But two, like it's helping to build that muscle then as well. It kind of depends which one you choose for what you're wanting your body to look like. So I don't want to really look like a big muscular girl. I know that is in some cases what others want to have and want to build. For myself, I just want to keep my body toned. I feel like if I lift too much, then I'm getting way too muscular. And that's not the look that at least I'm going for. I do want to look strong, but not like I'm going out for a competition strong. So I tend to stick between the muscular endurance and we'll go to the maximum muscular strength training, but only for a little bit of time within my workout because I'm not, again, aiming for those really big muscles. And then there's the explosive power weight training. Explosive power, you're combining your power and speed. So this is the sort of training that like a lot of athletes use. They're doing explosive like CrossFit sort of training in their workouts. Maybe they even do 2-a-days, 3-a-days throughout the week, depending on the sort of sport that they are playing. But that's the explosive power. It's like you're really going all in, combining all of the weightlifting, different types of weightlifting into the workouts. So those are the types. And then I'm going to get into benefits of weightlifting. So again, benefits, no surprise here, but it does make you stronger. So you will, the more that you're going and doing weightlifting, you're going to see that in your body start to develop over time. My husband comes home and I'm like, wow, I can really tell you've been in the gym for like months because, well, he looks good, right? But you can see the definition in his muscles starting to form the more that you're doing it. So that's a benefit that you do look stronger and will start to appear stronger, but it's that consistency in doing it. So continuing, it's not like he went to the gym day one and I was like, whoa. When he came home, well, I always was like, whoa, he's my husband, but you do see the difference over time. This is something that you're gonna have to do consistently throughout your week. It also helps to burn calories. But it burns calories not just because you're working out, but efficiently. So that rest time between your workouts as well, the more that you're doing weightlifting, it boosts your metabolism. So with weightlifting, you're building your muscles, but that helps to burn more calories during rest too. So it's like your muscles continue to work as you're done with your workout. I'll notice that usually on my leg days when I weightlift with my legs, because I'll get home and I'm like feeling my legs like twitch, the muscles twitch, and I'm like, whoa, it feels like I'm still working out. And well, I am. My muscles are continuing to work, so my metabolism rate is increasing with that too. So your metabolic rate actually increases for up to 72 hours after you're done with strength training. So continuous strength training, you'll get even more benefits, caloric deficits with strength training. It decreases, again, no surprise here, decreases your abdominal fat. So even if you're not working on doing a core workout, you're still having to hold your core and tighten your core. Again, this is sort of like your base for your body. I know we tend to think like our legs are our base, but your core is where you're going to, it, just tightening your core is going to give you the most power within your workouts. So it also, any sort of weightlifting helps with your core development too. It decreases your risk of falls when you weightlift. Your muscles are getting practice with moving and they're becoming stronger. So then your risk of falling actually is decreasing as well. And lowers that risk of injury. So as we get older, of course, our bones start to deteriorate a little bit. To reduce that though, weightlifting and continuing to go to the gym and working out helps to keep your bones strong. So you're less likely to fall and get any injuries if you do end up getting like falling or getting hurt. It improves your heart health and helps manage your blood sugar levels. So it decreases the blood pressure and lowers your bad LDL, bad cholesterol. It lowers your bad cholesterol, helping that blood circulation within your body. So it improves your overall health, heart, and blood sugar levels. It promotes greater mobility and flexibility. We're not saying to not stretch or do yoga and things like that still, but just doing weightlifting alone does promote greater mobility and flexibility within your body as well, and increases your joint range of motion. So you're making your joints stronger with weightlifting, not just your muscles. It boosts your self-esteem. Of course, we all like when we hear we look good, right? Like it boosts your self-esteem. You look in the mirror and you see that definition in your muscles. You hear from your spouse, ooh, your booty's looking really good. It boosts that self-esteem, right? It makes you more confident. You might start noticing people looking at you like, whoa, where'd you get, like, how did that happen? And you're like, weightlifting. So boost self-esteem, which then in turn also boosts your mood, right? Makes you a happier person. Not only because you're getting compliments like that, but really because those endorphins are being increased in our bodies, which then reduces stress and boosts that mood, makes us happier. So working out does boost that endorphins that we get in our brains. Makes your bones stronger. I kind of mentioned that earlier, but weightlifting, of course, is going to make your bones stronger. Just building up those cells within the bones as you're continuing to increase the weights that you're lifting. And then improves your brain health. Again, that circulation of blood that we learned about earlier, that's helping with that decrease in, or improvement in heart health. That same blood circulation that's being improved is going to help with your brain health as well. And then promotes a better quality of life in general. Just working out, getting into a routine of weightlifting, routine with everything that we've mentioned on our shows, helps and promotes that better quality of life as well. So longer life, but not only longer life, but a better quality in your life. those are the benefits I had.
Sounds good. Yeah, I think one of the major benefits that I get is just mental health. Really decreases depression, anxiety. Maybe you had a stressful day at work. You can go into the gym and really just push it out, pump it out, pretend that weight is your boss and just crush it. So that's one way to kind of, one of the benefits as well. You mentioned confidence. So that's another result of working out as well. So yeah, for me, being able to go, I just don't feel right if I don't go to the gym and get that workout in. You mentioned kind of boost those endorphins and all those type of things as well mentally. So for me, that mental piece is really just key. And I was reading an article the other day, and it was just talking about how, you know, a lot of people maybe think that lifting weights can ruin your joints and those type of things, but quite the contrary, your body will adapt. So it's really good to push your body to extremes, because the body is made to adapt, and you're actually going to end up with a better result, stronger bone health, all those type of things by really getting in the gym and pushing yourself to your max. But also, and while you're doing that, you get those health benefits as well and build that confidence and see what you can accomplish. So a lot of great benefits when it comes to lifting weights. Do recommend getting a Fitbit or some sort of fitness tracker, and that will allow you to track your workouts and see how long you were working out for, how many calories you burnt, and how long your heart was in certain zones. So that's one great way to kind of stay motivated as well and track those results. My wife tends to be my spotter oftentimes. So if you can get a workout buddy, hold each other accountable, that's going to be helpful as well to get into the gym. And also, they can help you spot and get in those last 2 to 3 extra reps that you typically wouldn't be able to get without a spotter. So make sure you do have that spotter, and just makes things a lot safer and allows you to really get that full pump in. And again, push your body to the extreme so that your body can adapt and those muscles can grow. And also, you kind of build a community at the gym. I know we talked, have our little gym buddies that we talk to and chit chat with here and there, talk about workout tips, what they're doing to lose weight and all those type of things. So it's a great way to build community, meet new friends, and also just learn from other people. Working out is certainly a marathon. So it's going to be something that you want to be, you want to have to become part of your lifestyle, basically. You're not going to get results tomorrow or 6 months from now, or you'll start to see them, but it's going to take a lot of time, really. It could take years to kind of build up your body to where you want it to be when it comes to weightlifting. So get started today. Never too late to get started. Get started now, and I promise you will see those results because time flies. So the way I do my workouts, usually Monday is legs, Tuesday is arms. The reason why you want to do legs on Monday, that's going to be typically your heaviest workouts. And when you lift heavy, it boosts your testosterone, which is going to allow you to build more muscle with all the other workouts that you're doing throughout the week. So it's a great place to start. Also, legs can typically be the hardest and my least favorite for sure. And I know a lot of people's least favorite workout. So it's great just to kind of get it done, get it over with, get in there the first day when you have your most energy, make it heavy and boost that testosterone for the rest of your week. Then I get into arms on Tuesday, chest on Wednesday, Thursday is shoulders, and Friday is back. That's the typical workout routine that most of your bodybuilders will have. I know Arnold Schwarzenegger kind of followed a similar routine throughout his life. And a few other guys that I grew up knowing who were big into bodybuilding, that was the same routine they had as well. So that is your typical routine. And that is a good way to get started with working out. So I try to aim for, like we said, 12 reps. Whenever you're lifting heavy and you're going lower reps, that's a great way to build strength. When you're going higher on the reps and less weight, that's going to be a good way for you to kind of really get cut and lean. And then when you're kind of in that middle there, shooting for about 10 to 12 reps or so each set, that's going to be kind of your key muscle building there. And you're kind of getting a little bit of both, that strength, that muscle building, and then also that kind of leanness as well. Try to aim for 6 sets. Again, pick that up from Arnold Schwarzenegger and some of his workout routines. Always used to do 4 sets, but I've noticed as I've gotten a little bit older and I'm completely 100% natural that those 6 sets really helps give you that extra boost that you need to really look good. So that is all the information that I had about weightlifting. Do we have a challenge?
Yeah, so everybody? Adding in, so really setting a goal for yourself. I like to set goals when I do go to the gym and weightlift. Maybe this week I'm only going to lift my lightest at 5 pounds or even sometimes 2.5 pounds on some of the machines, depending on what muscles I'm working out. But setting that goal of always increasing that weight for myself, at least. So this week, set a goal. The goal being one day at least of one weightlifting workout. So pick one muscle group to kind of work on and focus on throughout your week or throughout the day of the week, and add in some sort of weightlifting workout for that muscle group. So if you're going to do legs, maybe you're going to just do body weight to start with. And do some body weight squats, right? Like that's a great weightlifting and a great starter for legs. You don't have to necessarily do it on a Monday, but adding it in at one point throughout your week to do a weightlifting activity for one of the muscle groups in your body.
All right.
Your challenge.
Great challenge. Don't forget to follow us on Superhumanistic on everything, the YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. goals@superhumanistic.com is the email address if you want to drop us a line.
Yeah.
And don't forget to get out there and start implementing all the tips that we talk about on our podcast slowly every day so that you can go out there and be superhumanistic. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Bye. Thank you.